Praise God, hallelujah, glory to Jesus.
Amen.
For the last few messages, I spoke about what the Holy Spirit will do for you. Things that the Holy Spirit will do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we talk about what the Holy Spirit will do in you. Not for you, but in you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible text I chose is from Luke chapter 3, verse 16. It says, John answered, saying to all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal straps I am not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Praise God. In Old Testament times, people were not really filled with the Holy Spirit. Mostly, the Holy Spirit came on certain people to do a certain task, and then again, they were without. It is unusual that the Holy Spirit should rest upon a person for life. On that day of Pentecost, everything has changed. Everything changed. On that day, the Holy Spirit came on all the believers. Now, the greatest thing that God has done for us, since we believe in Jesus, is to make the Holy Spirit available. However, too many Christians, they don't know. And they're like the 12 men in Acts chapter 19, where Paul asked, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? And they answered, we didn't even know there is a Holy Spirit. Many Christians are completely clueless of who the Holy Spirit is. Many others who even claim to know the Holy Spirit and claim to have Him, they don't know why He is in their lives. They have no idea what He can do with them, in them, and through them. In the next few messages, I will be teaching about the seven things that the Holy Spirit will do in you.
Mm-hmm.
When He comes to dwell in you. Seven things that will not happen in your life until you receive the full blessing of the Holy Spirit. In Hosea 12:13, the Bible says, by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Understand what God is saying here. You have to understand. Don't just fly over the words of the Bible. He's letting you know that the way He changes your life is by sending you another human being. He will not come Himself into your room to change you. Neither will He send an angel to you to change you. Even if you see an angel, that may not change you. God has Himself may appear to you today, and you are not changed in your life. What changes your life is when God sends a message to you through another human being. In Acts chapter 10, we read about an angel that appeared to Cornelius, the Roman centurion. He told him to send messengers to Joppa to fetch Simon Peter to come to bring him a message how he will be saved. Now the angel could have told him himself, but that is not the angel's job. It is our human beings' job. In the same way, God brought Israel out of Egypt. He brought them out of the suffering, sorrows, and bondage by sending a prophet by the name of Moses. Moses delivered the people from the bondage to Egypt and changed their lives. The message that God put to into Moses' mouth to speak to the children of Israel was a message that kept them alive. That was the message that God gave them and brought prosperity and success. It was the same message that established them and helped them in everything that they did. In the same way, God brought Israel out of Egypt and preserved them through the prophet Moses. He has sent me to you as a prophet to give you a word of revelation that is guaranteed to change your life forever. Don't take these messages lightly. They will stir your life. They will change your family. They will change your finances. And they will change your health. They will change everything about your life today and for your future. This message of the Spirit will bring you into light. It will change your ministry, your relationship, your job, your business. It will produce a great future for you and changing your destiny forever. You will do yourself much good to listen to these messages carefully and again, listen again and again until you have inhaled the message. Let these words become a part of you and a part of your daily experience. Then you will be able to walk with the Holy Spirit in the understanding of what He is in you, what He is in you, and what He will do in you, and enjoy the fullness of the blessings of His presence in your life. Get ready for the life-transforming encounter with the most powerful person here on earth, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the Almighty God. Many do not know who or what the Holy Spirit is. They think He is a fire, or He is a dove, or He is a power. But the Bible never tells anything like that. When the Holy Spirit came on Jesus, He came like a dove. It was not a dove that came on Him. It was like, the Spirit looked like a dove. The Spirit came on the disciples on the day of Pentecost like a flame of fire. It is not actually a fire. It just looked like it. It's important that Christians know Him for who He is. The Holy Spirit is a third person of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He is the power of which God made the whole world. The Bible says in Job 26 that the Holy Spirit is one who garnished or created the heavens. When God speaks, the Holy Spirit is the one who brings it to us, brings it to pass. He's a doer, he's a doer of the things of God. So when God wants to do something in your life, it will have to be through the Holy Spirit. This is why you need the Holy Spirit in your life today. Even the Lord Jesus Christ himself needed the Holy Spirit. It was only the Holy Spirit, only after the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, that he started his ministry and his miraculous wonders. Remember that when he was on earth, even though he was a son of God, he did not operate or minister as a son of God. He operated and ministered as a man, the son of man. The Bible says, he laid aside his glory and became a man for like every one of us, and became and because he found himself being fashioned as a man, he humbled himself. And because he was obedient unto death, to the cross, because he was a man. When Jesus walked on the earth, he was hungry like everyone else. He was thirsty like everyone else. He got tired like everyone else. He could have been, he was tempted like all of us, but he never fell into sin. This was why he needed to have the Holy Spirit, because he didn't minister on earth as a son of God, even though he is the son of God. If you have the Holy Spirit and let him change your life, it doesn't matter what your situation is. It doesn't matter what happens around you. If the Holy Spirit takes over your family, your business, your health, it doesn't matter what troubles you have, what experiences you're going through. When the Holy Spirit is here, you go from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from faith to faith, and from success to success, and from greatness to greatness. When the Holy Spirit takes over your life, he will drive every sickness out of your body. He'll make right everything that was wrong. God's promise of the Holy Spirit is for everyone. And the resurrection and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ, his disciples were there. 120 disciples, they came together to pray together. They gathered together in one accord. They were all one spirit. And that is when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. We read that in Acts chapter 2, verse 2 to 4. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak the words of peace and praise and magnifying God in other tongues. Because of the way they were acting and speaking, People mock them and said, oh, that junk, look at them, and they laughed about them. And we read in verse 14 to 16 what Peter replied to them. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judah, and all you who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken through by the prophet Joel. The apostle Peter, he began to quote the prophet Joel, telling the people that what was prophesied many years ago had come to pass. We read in verses 17 to 21. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall see dreams. And on my manservant and my maidservant, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs on the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be darkened, turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We have actually in this prophecy something that has happened 2,000 years ago and some things that are still going to happen. Then Peter said in Acts chapter 2 verse 38, then Peter said to them, repent, repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Peter says that the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is a gift of God to every believer. You don't have to attain it. You don't have to qualify for it. All you need is to is to believe in Jesus Christ. Peter also said, for the promise is unto you and your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call, Gentiles and Jews. We read in Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Here, the Bible lets us know that Christ was made a curse for us. He was hanged on a tree, on the cross. Then it tells us the reason, that you might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. Scripture speaks of two types of people. It talks about Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles, according to the Bible, are non-Israelites. If you are Swiss or Indian or Chinese or Nigerian or whatever, you are a Gentile. No matter where you come from, as long as you're not a Jew, you are a Gentile. The Jews are the physical descendants of Abraham. But the Gentiles are not related to Abraham by physical descent. Now God says the blessings of Abraham will come on the Gentiles, on non-Jews, through Christ. That is a blessing that brings success, health, and prosperity. It's a blessing that brings favor into your life and makes you great. That blessing comes into your life through Jesus Christ, and it includes the wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. God has not only made the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has actually done it. It's up to us to receive it. But for you to receive from God, you will have to be ready to respond to Him by faith. Until you respond to God by faith, you do not receive from Him, because God is a faith God. Now, let's look at the scriptures in Galatians 3:14 again, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. There are two very important things you need to realize from this verse. The first is, whatever we must receive from God must come as an act of faith, because God is a faith God. Secondly, you must realize that whatever blessing we receive from God can only come through Jesus Christ. Receive the Holy Spirit today. Receive the Holy Spirit today. Today, we need the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God, and until you have Him, you walk in darkness. It doesn't matter how educated or intelligent you may be. You may be an expert in your chosen field, but without the Holy Spirit, you are empty. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, there is nothing in your life. If you don't have Jesus Christ, the Lord wants you to receive Him today. There are some simple steps that you have to take to receive Him. Respond to God by faith. Relate to Him through Jesus. This means you must first and foremost be born again. That is the beginning of your relationship with God through Jesus Christ. If you have not been born again, you can pray the prayer of salvation. Pray in faith, and audibly too, and you will be saved. Repeat after me. Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ as a Son of the living God. I believe that He died for me. And I believe God raised Him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord of my life from this day onward. I give my life to Jesus today and open my heart by faith to receive salvation. Right now, I receive eternal life into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. My sins have all been washed away by the blood of Jesus. Christ now lives in me, and I am free. I am safe. I am born again. And from today on, I begin to walk in the consciousness of my new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. You can listen to this message again and again. You can pray that prayer. Congratulations. If you have prayed this prayer, welcome in the family of God. You're now a child of God. Remember that your salvation is the only qualification you require to receive the Holy Spirit. Now you can simply ask by faith and receive it into your spirit. Say these words out loud in faith, especially expecting to receive. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. As your child, I now receive him by faith to come and dwell in my heart. I receive him into my soul. I receive him into my body. I receive him into every fiber of my being. I am now filled with the Holy Spirit. And according to your word in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, I speak with the other tongues as he gives me utterance. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We have come to the end of this first study of what the Holy Spirit will do in you. The Holy Spirit is available to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ and is born again. If you have not been born again, I hope that you have prayed this prayer of salvation with me. If you have received new life today, please contact me by messenger or by WhatsApp. Let me know your testimony of salvation. If you have been born again before, but you didn't receive the Holy Spirit before, then I hope you have prayed the prayer for the gift with me. Again, please let me know your testimony. God wants to do wonderful things in your life. And he wants to do wonderful things through you. I say it again. God wants to do wonderful things in your life. And he wants to do you to do wonderful things for him. Share the gospel wherever you go, because that is our task as a believer. For the people, what he has done for you. Tell them, share your testimony. By doing so, your faith will grow and your spiritual life will improve.